What if I told you? What if I told you your biggest problem? You know what your problem is? You know what your biggest problem is? What if I told you your biggest financial problem? It's not inflation. It's not taxes. It's not the stock market. It isn't even debt. It's something you probably never even thought about. It is commitment debt. Every financial plan. Every plan, every financial plan certainly begins with a commitment. It's going to be different. This time it's going to be different. I'm going to save. I'm going to get out of debt. I'm going to stop using credit cards. Finally, going to start investing. I'm going to stick to my budget. Reasonable. No harm in that. Great. Aspirational, even. Every time you make one of those commitments and you fail to follow through on it, it's way deeper than simply not doing it. What you're doing is you are incurring a debt. You're going into debt a little bit at a time. Doesn't show up on a credit report, or you're not going to receive angry calls from debt collectors or anything like that. It's a debt to yourself. And what I really want to talk about is why that commitment debt. Probably the biggest hidden liability that you've got on your balance sheet, and maybe the biggest thing that's standing in between what it is that you want, your financial freedom, financial success, financial security or prosperity, whatever. It's that commitment debt that is preventing you from getting what it is that you want. And that is what I want, is for you to get what you want. Money, it's behavior. People like me talk a lot about financial literacy. And the idea is that if you just knew more stuff about money, you'd make better decisions. And sometimes that's true, but it's not usually true. So most people already know that they should be saving more. They already know shouldn't have credit card debt. It's bad. They know they should be investing their money. So I don't think it's a knowledge problem. It is a behavior problem. And here's the thing is that behavior begins with trust. And specifically, do you trust yourself to do what you said you were going to do? Self-trust, self-belief, self-awareness, self-worth, really important things. And if we lie to ourselves, we just chip away at that. You're familiar with the idea of living paycheck to paycheck. Maybe you've even done it. Maybe you're doing it now. I've certainly done it. Millions of people are doing that, living paycheck to paycheck. Every dollar that comes in, it just goes immediately back out. Not mine to keep, just flying out as soon as it flew in. Nothing is accumulating. Don't have any margin. I don't have any reserve. I'm not making an investment. I'm just living hand to mouth, survival. Think about that from a behavioral standpoint. That's how everybody, a lot of people are just living in general. We're not making any meaningful commitments. We don't have any goals or standards. We're not making any promises. There's no expectations on us. And that is both understandable, sad, sinister. If there are no expectations on me at all, if I'm not really moving anywhere, I'm just reacting to whatever happens. I guess in some ways, you're really living in the present. And that's an argument for not just living in the present, isn't it? Very little risk, but there's also very little growth. So you're moving from one commitment to the next, essentially, emotionally, living commitment to commitment, and you're never accumulating the good things that happen when you do make a commitment and you honor that commitment. So one of the golden rule of personal finance, which you're no doubt familiar with, is pay yourself first. And it's just a great concept. It's been around for a really long time. So before you buy anything else, before you go on restaurants or go on vacation or you entertain yourselves, you need to be investing in your future. And that same principle is certainly applying to our lives, because before comfort comes, we need to be honoring our commitments. Before we distract ourselves, we need to honor our commitments. Before we enjoy some convenience, we need to honor our commitments. And every time you do, you are investing in your future identity, because every promise that you keep is a deposit into your account, your confidence account. And just like money, those deposits are compounding. Now, something that's very different than that, flip side of the coin, is that you start making promises to yourself. Monday, that's when it all is starting. Finally going to get to the gym, start losing weight. I'm going to max out my Roth IRA this year. I'm going to stop impulse buying when I'm bummed out. I'm going to make a call to my mom today. I'm going to finish that certification. But then, dun, 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 you don't do it. In fact, you don't do anything. And in that scenario, it's not that you've simply failed to complete a task. What you've done is you've borrowed against your future integrity. Heavy, right? Pretty heavy. But that's what's happening. Every broken commitment is another charge on that credit card. You're just swiping that credit card. And at first, it doesn't really matter. But eventually, that balance grows a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. But what is it that really makes this bad, that makes this commitment debt so dangerous? It's not financial interest. It is psychological interest that you are accruing, that you are accumulating, that you are paying. Every time that you fail repeatedly to honor your commitments, you're teaching yourself something. You are practicing lying to yourself. Now, I didn't say you're a liar, because our identities aren't fixed. Simply telling a lie does not make you a liar. It makes you somebody who tells lies. But habits are practice things. So every broken promise becomes another repetition of the same lesson. Maybe my word really doesn't mean anything. And eventually, your subconscious starts to respond to every new goal with a pretty healthy sense of skepticism. Like, ah, sure, here we go again. Heard this one before. And that certainly carries with it a pretty high cost. What is it? Well, eventually you're going to stop doing it. You're going to stop setting goals. It's not because you don't care. It's because you have no reason to trust yourself. So what's the point? And that, brothers and sisters, is the behavioral equivalent of bankruptcy. Empty account, exhausted from a confidence perspective, probably everything else. And hope, it's become a fragile thing because trust has disappeared. But thankfully, I have good news. Trust is rebuilt exactly the same way that credit is. You make one payment at a time, not some grand gesture, not through a New Year's resolution, not through some dramatic declaration or trek to the summit of a mountain. It's small. It's consistent. It's making those monthly payments. It's making that one workout, reading the next chapter, making that one phone call, making a transfer into your investment account, eating a healthy meal, having that tough conversation. Because confidence, you don't build it with intensity. It's built through consistency. So what I want to leave you with is a phrase I hope that you never forget. Because every commitment, it gives you two choices. Do or lie. Because when you tell yourself you're going to do something and then you repeatedly choose not to, who are you lying to? Yourself. And every lie weakens trust. Every kept promise strengthens it. Now think of the opposite. Imagine becoming somebody whose word is absolute. So when you say, I'm going to save, you save. When you say, I'm going to invest, you invest. When you say, I'm going to work out, you work out. I'm going to apologize, and you do it. Eventually, something remarkable happens. Your subconscious stops questioning you. It starts believing you. That is commitment wealth. It's an asset that no recession can take away, no bear market can erase, no inflation can chip away at, because you've become somebody whose internal promises carry value. So I advocate and encourage you to perform a form of a commitment audit. Ask yourself three questions. First, what commitments have you made to yourself that you're currently ignoring? Write them down. Second, look at those again and say which ones actually matter. Because not all commitments need to be commitments. Some you can just let go. But others, they need to be renewed. And be honest, So choose one, not 10, just one, and make it small enough that failure is not an option, and keep it. And then tomorrow, keep it again, because confidence is not built in giant leaps. It's built on making those small daily deposits. So financial freedom, it's not simply about accumulating money. It's about becoming somebody who can be trusted with money. And that begins long before your investment portfolio. It begins with your word, because your future isn't determined by what you intend to do. It's determined by what you repeatedly prove to yourself you'll actually do. You've got to protect your financial capital, but even more importantly, protect your personal credibility. Pay yourself first. Avoid commitment debt. Build commitment wealth, because when you trust yourself, everything else gets easier. And easy, well, that's a beautiful thing right there. So again, I want you to get what you want. I don't really care what it is. That is what I want for you. And sometimes we can do these things on our own. Sometimes we need a little bit of help. And just because a lot of this stuff is obvious, or we perceive it to be obvious, doesn't mean that you have an understanding of how it works. Maybe you don't understand how the Roth IRA, how a Roth IRA works, or how much you could be contributing to your 401k or whatever. And that's okay. There's lots of good professionals out there that can help you get started with a diet plan. They can help you get into the gym and start working out again. If you're interested in talking with somebody who aligns with this philosophy, we have our Meaningful Advisor program. We've got advisors all over the country that do business with your main objectives in mind, help you to clarify what matters most to you, help you to put a plan together for bringing to life whatever those plans are, and then can help you to, on a daily basis and a consistent basis, stick to it all and help you to grow that commitment wealth and become somebody that you can trust and eventually get what you want financially. Because at the end of the day, it's up to you. Sometimes we need a guide. Friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.